Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Rev Tony. I'm here with the man himself right now. How are you today?
I'm fine. I don't know if I'm the man, but I am a man.
Okay.
What?
I said okay.
Yeah, but you said it like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. I am the man. I received that seed. It's going to turn into a massive tree. Okay.
Well, you did talk about planting trees last week. So.
That's right. So go back and listen to it last week. Yeah. She's not at that. Okay. I know what we're talking about today because she just told me. And so she's not enthused about this particular topic. Would you like me to introduce the topic today?
Today, we're talking about letting go of your anger.
Oh, there it is. All right. I think we're going to help somebody today. You don't even have notes in front of you today.
No. So
you're coming from the heart. All right. Well, let's get straight to this.
So, my first question is, when you're in, okay.
Go ahead, let it loose.
When you're in a moment when somebody is just pushing the wrong buttons and you're getting upset and I don't want to let go of my anger at that moment. I want to let you have it because you're wrong. You're wrong.
Right.
So why do I have to control myself when you're the one that's, not you, right, but you. When you're the one that's causing this reaction?
Okay, so there was like a lot of,
yeah.
of
anger right
okay.
there.
Okay, all right, so let's start with the most obvious.
Okay.
Is that person has too much power over you. I know you don't like it, but that's the most obvious. Then no one should ever walk into the room and alter your mood. It should never happen that way. Okay? No one should ever walk into a room, alter your mood. Let me give you an example. You're having a great time at a party. Yay. SpongeBob is on or whatever it is that you watch. I don't know what you watch, right? Right? And then Sister so-and-so comes in or whatever, or brother not act right comes in. And you just get angry and it mess up your whole mood. And I'm not talking about that angry that people like to talk about. I'm talking about the anger that makes your armpits start sweating. You know what I'm talking about. Come on now. All right. Yeah, that anger that one that just made you roll your eyes. That anger right there, right? That's too much power. You don't give anybody that much power over you. That's too much power. Too much power. Too much power. If you can't let go of anger issues, if you're having trouble letting go of anger, you're having trouble with misplaced power. Your power belongs in you, not in other people. Does that make sense? Now, I haven't yet told you how to get rid of this issue, but that's the main issue. Okay. Now you also, well, you asked one question, but it was so loaded. It really was. It was so loaded. So basically, let's see if we can. So they're just talking and they're just pushing all the right buttons, right? You make sure you said that. Great. They're pushing all the right buttons. You need to learn how to walk away. But that's, most people stop right there. The trick of walking away is to learn how to keep walking away. Because here's the deal. People who know that, they know how to push all your right buttons, when they push the right buttons, they know that walking away and following you is a greater button to push, right? Come on, you've been there before.
Yeah.
All right, right. That button is just so, oh my God. And then you follow it and then you turn around and you start slapping someone or something, right? And we don't want to do that. That's not what we want to do. That's not what we need to do. That's just not what's supposed to happen. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. You know, this is such a perfect day to talk about this. We're actually in the little mobile studio right now because, again, my schedule had us out and about. And so it's actually raining right now. Now, you probably can't hear the rain because the studio equipment is pretty good. But the recording equipment is pretty good. But if you can, perfect day to talk about being angry, right? Because it's just what happens. And what you need to learn to do is walk away more than once. Now, here's a blessing that I want to give to you for free, and I've said it in the podcast. You need to learn how to limit your time with those kind of folks. Yeah, you don't like that either, but that's the truth, and you know it, and I've seen you apply it, and you've gotten much better, right, at your anger. And here's the deal. Tempest is not an angry person. She's one of the sweet people. Oh, she's laughing. She's like, yeah, that's what you think, because you my boss. That's that's what you think, because you signed my checks. That's why I ain't angry. Okay, all right. Fair enough. I'll take that. But she bottles stuff in. Now, this I do know about you, right? People pick on you, you bottle stuff in, and then it comes out in this great dynamic mount. This whatever the greatest volcano there is,
yeah.
Explosion,
yeah.
And it just melts all over the yes. place. Okay, you just get tired. You just get tired, right? You gotta learn how to limit your time with people that make you erupt. And this is powerful. Like this is so liberating. Limit. Now I'm telling you how to let go. If people make you erupt like that, they don't deserve to be in your life. Now, some people you can't cut out your life, right? Mom, dad, cousin, brother, coworkers, right? Understandable. This is when you limit your time with those people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be with people who want you in tears. Right? Come on. Come, all right. So that's what I'm talking about right there. So that's that one. But come on, go back into that angry place and pull out because you don't have any notes. So pull out the next one.
So how do you control your anger? Because that sounds great. Walk away and keep walking away. But sometimes you don't want to walk away. Sometimes this person just needs to hear what's on your mind. How do you do that without, I don't know, ending up on Cops or something like that? How do you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think Cops still coming on too, right? It's been
yeah, like, I saw the other day. That's why I said Cops.
Like 40-something seasons or something.
Well, I don't know if it was new.
It's still syndicated, right? Okay, great. All right, then. Well, good job, Cops. Well, you made a great show, and the people love it. It is a great show. It really is.
Okay, we'll end up on CSI or
okay, well,
First 48.
Oh, Lord. Have mercy. if you're on First 48. We done look, guys. We done woke them. Our listeners, they're like, oh, my God, I've never heard Tiffin so loud before. This is clearly her subject. Yeah, we don't want to end up on First 48. You either died or you killed someone.
I'm just saying.
You see where her anger is going. All right, okay. You're not a concealed handgun license carrier.
No, I don't.
All right, good. So I'm safe. Great. It's not me that makes you angry, huh?
No.
That's what you're supposed to say. I write your checks. That's right. That's what I do, write your checks, right?
Yes, but you don't make me angry.
Sure, I don't make you angry. No. That's a great response. Go ahead. You can tell me no concept. No, I'm just lying. No, just kidding. Okay, so to the question, how do you control your anger? Another simple answer. You must think in the long term. Right. This applies all across the board. Let's go with finances real quick. So you're doing your personal finances, right? And you want that thing, or you're investing in stocks, or you're investing in whatever investment it may be, right? and then you try to compete with other folks with the, let's go to stocks and the day trading, right? And these guys got all this, they got teams of 100 people looking at, you know, doing these research, they're smarter than you, and you're trying to compete with them. You're going to lose all your money trying mm-hmm. to compete in the short term, right? Mm-hmm. Just to get rich in that day, right? Or to get the maximum profit in that one day. Mm-hmm. But if you invest long term in the stock market, right? The stock market normally about 7%, it gains 7% like every year. It is always on the up, even in great depressions or great declines. It still goes back up, mm-hmm. right? That's just real estate market same way. Stock markets the same way. Markets, you know, for the most part, they always go up. If you think long term and diversify your funds and et cetera, right, the long term, you'll be much safer and more stable than volatile. Now, let's apply that to anger. When you think short term, that was going somewhere. When you think short term, oh, yeah, I got to take her head off, his head off, or you know what? You're not going to do me like this, and you right. But when you think long term, now this is gonna hurt and it's gonna feel good at the same time. When you think long term over the course and goal of your life, that person becomes very insignificant. I just said something. When you think long term, so when you get angry and you start thinking about the long term goal of where you're going, mm-hmm. and where they're not. That person becomes minute in the grand scheme of your life and your total plan, right? Yeah. So I want you to think about the people that because you got some folks in mind. You got some mental pictures, and please don't say who they are on the air. You know, we got thousands and thousands of subscribers, right?
I won't put them on blast.
but think about it, though. In the grand scheme of your life, how much money have they put in your pocket since you've worked for me? No, say it louder, they can't hear you.
None.
So therefore, in the grand scheme of it, when you think long term, these people become minuscule, or in my favorite word, insignificant. Right? Mm-hmm. That's how you control your anger. When you're in the moment, right, it's the moment becomes so big that you forget about where you're going. And that's fair, right? When you're depressed, that depression becomes so big that you forget how blessed you are.
Right.
Right? So when you think about the long term, that coworker, the spousal, the thing that your spouse is doing, I dare not call your spouse insignificant, but the thing that your spouse is doing right now, the thing your finances are doing, whatever it is, becomes minute inside of the grand scheme of your life. And when you think long term, then you can control your anger very easily. Yeah, buddy. I see your face over there.
Yeah, but yes.
Go ahead. Give me all the butts. Give me all the butts.
But when you're in that moment, are you really thinking long term?
Well, that's a flaw in you, though, right? And I don't mean you, but you in general. If you can't think outside the moment you currently live in, then for lack of a better term, you suck. Like that's not like so. Every moment you live is not right. So live in the moment. I get that if you use that properly. But your current moments are not creating your moments. They're creating your future. So if you're so moment sided that you lose sight of the fact that what you do in this second controls your future seconds, then you don't deserve the wealth you want or the health you want. Or the freedom you want, right? Because you will be on First 48, right? You right? You will be on there, right? You know, I think that show, come on, A&E.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get us some free advertisement. A&E, First 48, great show. And if you know about it, yeah, it was a great analogy tip is made. Don't want to hit him on First 48. Right? You're either murdered, doing the murder, or you're a witness to the murder, right? Yeah, but either way, you would rather be playing pool somewhere or something. You definitely wouldn't want to be there, all right? You definitely wouldn't want to be there. But you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you can't think past what you're in, then you're never going to be successful.
That's true.
That's how you. So let's recap that. We don't have to end, but I wanted to be like, we want to help. So the first thing I said was that's too much power. At the bottom line, everything I'm saying is that person or that situation has too much power over you. The power belongs in you, not the situation and not the person. Please allow me to repeat that. The power, your power belongs in you, not in a person, not in a situation. Secondly, I believe I say learn how to walk away and keep walking away, right? And you wisely say, but hold on, you know, what if they, right? Which is great. Great response, right? You know, and then you got to learn how to think long term, right? So when you keep walking away and they keep following you and they keep doing this, on the long term of the issue in your life, they become, or the goal in your life, the plan for your life, they become minute. And truthfully, if you think about your life really long term, they actually disappear. Some of the people in my life are so insignificant, they disappear. Well, I'm just saying, some of the people who don't want me to be successful, they don't cook for me, don't do anything for me. Like, I don't know, they don't, right? They don't even know my last name. Or some of the people, you can't hate me if you don't even know my phone number, right? You don't even know enough about me to be angry with me. That's crazy, mm-hmm. right? That's crazy, and it's the same thing for you, right? So let's say, first, too much power. Second, you need to be able to know that you got to keep walking. Well, yeah, I guess that was a good plug for the book. I didn't do it on purpose, though, right? You keep walking away, and then you need to know, look over the long term. And then you need to know that if you can't look into the long term, then the flaw is in you. I know you don't like that. So that's four things we brought up. So write those down. Rewind it. Let me repeat it again so you don't have to rewind it. Let me see if I can do it again. Right? That's too much power. The power belongs, it's just too much power. Your power belongs in you and not them. That's one. Then two, you need to learn how to walk away, but you need to keep walking away because the people know how to push your buttons will continue to push your buttons while you're walking because that's the greatest button they can push. Three, you need to look over the long-term goal and the desire and actions for your life and realize that they are insignificant inside the long-term plan for your life. Four, if you can't get out your short-term moment, well, then the problem is you. We're not going to end there because you got something else. Go ahead. I just wanted to recap that because I don't want it to look like I'm just freestyle. Well, I am freestyle talking, right? But I've gone through these things. But my talking has a methodology to it, and I just definitely wanted it to go. This is a helpful podcast. Come on. Get out your corner and come on.
So can you talk to the people who make people angry? Like, I know I have that side, and everybody else has that side.
Sure.
Can people stop doing stuff? I want to say stop doing stupid things to make the other person get angry and go off and blah, blah, blah. Stop.
I mean, that's a valid point. That's a valid point. That's a great valid point. So if you're a bully, all right, if you're one of these people, right, and a better word for this is antagonist, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about antagonist for a second. There's everything has more than one side. I want to talk about the duality of antagonists. So I'm going to talk about it. So to you, antagonists, listen, you probably should stop. The deal is, the same way I said in point number four, right, that there's something wrong with the person who can't think past the short term. Well, the truth is there's something wrong with you if you're an antagonist. You're overcompensating for whatever it is, right? You're trying to point out their flaws so you can cover your flaws, right? Their old proverbs, and even the Bible talks about that, you know, and just pure plain logically and simple. You can't help people if all you want to do is hurt people. Right. And that's what we're here for. We're here to provide a service for people. That's what we're here for. If you want, let me get this to you right now. Here's the secret to my wealth. Here's the secret to everyone's wealth, to provide a service, not to concentrate on the dollar amount you want to make. It's to provide a service that multiplies itself or that adds itself, that creates multiple sources of income, right? To provide a service that you can help people and they will pay you for it. Provide people are your greatest resources. And Mr. or Mrs. Antagonist, the reason you're poor is because you're dismissing and making all your greatest resources disgruntled, and you're never going to be successful in your life, at least the success that you want to achieve. And so you probably do need to address that. Now, the duality side, the other side of that, the other end of the spectrum, is if you have an organization, if you have a dream, definitely let's keep this in the organization. here's the deal. There will be antagonists. And let me tell you how your antagonists, let me bless you for a second. Here's how your antagonists come about. They start off as your friends. You come into the organization. Yes, you come into the organization, or you start the organization yourself or whatever it is. And then they come to you and be your friend because they believe that they can influence the direction they want you to go. Hear what I'm saying, because I am helping you right now. Your antagonists are the loyal people around you right now. And they want you to use their agenda. They want you to move to their agenda and not the higher agenda, right? Whatever the higher is for you. If you're in church, and obviously that's God's agenda. If you're in corporate, that's the mission's agenda. But even the church has a mission, right? You know, in the army, we used to say, and I used to be in the army, we used to say the mission first. At all costs, the mission need to become first and your subordinates are second, right? And that's actually lifting up your subordinates past your personal needs and everything, because you got to take care of your subordinates to get to the mission. You understand what I'm saying? But your antagonists are starting off as your friends. They're meeting with you. They're loving on you. And the moment they see that you won't run it the way they want you to run it, then that's when they become antagonists. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you do, no matter how successful you are, become an evidence put before them, you are going to be the worst person to ever lead this company. It doesn't matter. They're just going to wait until you fall off. Why would they do that? Well, here's a great response to that question, because no one likes to be wrong. The moment someone says, she's not going to make it, he's not going to make it, at that moment, they can't wait to be right about you. No one wants to be wrong. No one wants to prove themselves wrong. I dare you. Find out for yourself. You don't want to prove yourself wrong. So if people say, you know what, Tempest isn't going to make it, Tony isn't going to make it, Matthew isn't going to make it, right? And at that moment, they're going to wait and do all they can to prove themselves right. Even if they have to wait 30 years for you to finally mess up, they're going to go, I knew it. I told you. Now, at this time, you could become a Grammy Award winner, a Stellar Award winner, Academy Award winner, Oscar Award winner, greatest philanthropist that ever lived. You can be faithful in your marriage. You can give me some other stuff, right? You can invent the cure for cancer. You can invent the cure for Ebola, since that's such a trending topic right now, right? You can invent the cure, right, for
the common cold.
The common cold, right? You can do all these things. And they're still going to, nope, I still don't like them. They ain't did good enough. Because they're waiting for you to prove them right. Now, here's the painful part about that. Most of those people that feel that way about you grew up with you. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are in your family. Some of them are siblings. And it's very possible to be brothers and sisters and not friends.
That's true.
Right? Very possible. So you need to be aware that, and of course you can change these things, but you can't change people. People have to change themselves. Mm-hmm. But if you want to change people, and I said on the last podcast, right? When you plant a seed, you get back a tree. It's real simple. If you want to change people, then you start treating people better. If you want someone to stop being bitter towards you and be better towards you, then you put a seed of better into them. The next time you see them, instead of giving them that look, and I've seen a few of your looks there, Tiffins. You can cut them real good. You can. We all can. But it's something about women and their looks. They just cut. Right? If you plant a seed of better, then you'll get back that tree of better. The trick about changing people is you must change you and how you treat them. God, I'm saying something right now. The trick to changing people to do better by you is you do better by them. Mm. And then they will eventually do better by you. That might be a good place to end.
I'm about to say. Was that your closing thoughts, or do you have closing thoughts?
No, I think that was mighty fine. I think that was a good closing thought.
Okay.
All right.
Well, there you have it, guys. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Brick by Brick. For more information on Rev Tony, you may visit revtony.org to purchase his book, Keep Walking. visit Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and wherever books are sold. Thanks again for tuning in.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you. Listen, don't be listening to this podcast without writing me a comment. Well, me and Tempest, right? Post a good thing on iTunes. If you got Android, you know, post a good thing on Podomatic. Be honest, right? If it's not good, just say it's not good and give us some tips. If you want to, you can go ahead and ask questions on there as well. Definitely go. All that stuff, increase ratings. Share this podcast. Share it. And go out and get the book. Don't listen to me without buying the book, right? That's crazy. Go buy the book. And as always, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you, because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.